Today I would like to speak about the dikduk term nasoig achor. The concept of nasoig achor is to avoid having two major accents next to each other. Being right next to each other creates difficulty in pronouncing the words properly. For example, in the bracha of Birchas HaTorah we say, Asher bochar bonu. We place the main accent of the word on the beis, bochar, the first syllable. The question is why? Don't we have a general rule concerning verbs that the main accent is on the middle root letter? And if so, the main accent should be on the ches, bochar. Why is it bochar? The answer is that the word bonu, the next word after bochar, the word bonu, caused this change. Had we left it bochar, it would be difficult to say bochar bonu, where the two main accents are next to each other, and it is much more difficult to pronounce. Therefore, bochar was pushed back to become bochar. The same is true for Nosan Lonu, Asher Nosan Lonu Toras Emes. And not Nosan, we say Nosan. Why? Because the word Lonu, the main stress, the main accent is on the Lamed. And had we said Nosan, it would be a collision, so to speak, of two major accents right next to each other. So the word Lonu had the power to push back the word Nosan to become Nosan. So in the bracha we make, on Birchas HaTorah, we say, Baruch Ato Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, Asher Bochar Bonu Mikol Ho'amim, V'Nosan Lonu Es Toirosoi. Otherwise, other times, the word actually is Bochar, and the word is Nosan. By the way, the word bonu, the main accent is on the beis, bonu meaning us. If you say bonu and put the accent on the nun, that means they built. Bonu is a verb in binyan kal from the shorish beis nun hei, and heim bonu, they built. But bonu means us. It's a preposition of beis together with a new suffix. So be careful to make sure you pronounce that word correctly as well. The accent makes the difference in the meaning of this word and many other words. We'll go to the next concept where there is a subcategory of nasoig achor. Nasoig achor is not an absolute rule that works every time. Nasoig achor doesn't always happen. Now, to understand the categories where nasoig achor does not take effect, we'll deal with the first category concerning the topic of trup, ta'amim, or cantillations. And the trup is divided into two groups. The first group of trup is called the connectors. The Hebrew word for connectors is mishorasim, or mechaberim. This set of tamim is important to know because a nosoig achor can only take effect if the two words are connectors, if they're mishorasim, if they're mechaberim. In the case of bochar bonu and nosan lonu, they are connected. However, there's no trup over there, but al pipshat, they are connected. But anywhere in Tanakh where there is trup, you would look at the trup and you would be able to determine which are the Mishorasim and which are the Mafsikim. The second group are the dividers, known as Mafsikim or Melochim. Mafsikim, dividers, Melochim are dividers, and a word that has a trup of a melech on it, or a mafsik, has nothing to do with the next word, al pi dikduk, in reference to these rules. Now, I want to give an example. Parshas Bereishis, if you look in Parshas Bereishis, Perek Aleph, Posuk Hey, you must really look into a Chumash to understand this concept clearly. The Posuk reads, Vayikra Elohim Lo'or Yoim V'lachoyshech Kora Loila. We're going to focus on the words Kora Loila. This is the way we read it. The main accent on the Kuf, Kora Loila. The question is why? The answer is, of course, since Kora has a Tam Mishores, a connector, it is a Munach, so therefore the Nosoig Achor works. The word should have been Kora on the Reish, which is the middle root letter, but it was pushed back. But normally the word always is Kora. Now, an example of where it does not work is in the same pasuk. In the same pasuk, look at the words Lo'or and Yoim. The word Yoim did not push back the previous word to become Lo'or. It remained Lo'or. The question is, why didn't Yoim have the power to push back the word Lo'or to become Lo'or? The answer to this, of course, is because the word Lo'or has a Pashto. A Pashto is a Tam Mafsik, a divider. It is a Melech. So Nosoig Achor cannot work here. So you'll see already that in order to master this category, you must know how Trop is divided. You must become familiar with the connectors and the dividers. In the Dikduk charts section, if you look at the menu, you will be able to locate a chart on the Ta'amim, and you will be able to see the two categories, the Mafsikim and the Mishorasim. Another category I'd like to speak about where Nosoig Achor does not work. If you look in Parshas Vayetze, Perek Choftes, Posuk Chofvov, please look into the Chumash. The Posuk reads, Loi Ye'oseh Chein Bimkoimenu. The word Loi is joined to the word Ye'oseh. That small horizontal line that you see there is called a Makof. The word chayin cannot push the word ye'oseh back. Why? Because there is another small word attached to it, the word loy. In such instances, there is no nosoig achor. The next category where nosoig achor does not apply is where you have words that have plural endings. Words that end in tem or ten, chem or chen, hem or hen. You cannot have the rule of nosoig achor. As an example, look at the posuk in Parshas Re'eh. Posuk, that's Perek Yud Beis, posuk Vav. The words are Vahavesem Shoma. The word Shoma could not push back the word Vahavesem. It remains Vahavesem. The next category where Nosoig Achor does not apply. Verbs in the present tense, Hoive, of a Binyan Kal. Example. Look in a Siddur at the bracha of Yoitzer Oyer Uvoirei Choyshech. Yoitzer Oyer Uvoirei Choyshech. You will see that the word Oyer could not push back the word Yoitzer. It is not Yoitzer, it is Yoitzer. And the word Choyshech could not push back the word uvoirei. It remains uvoirei and not uvoirei. The reason is because the words yoitzer and boirei are verbs in the present tense of a binyan kal, and therefore you could not push it back. You really have to be familiar with the structure of verbs, and if you can recognize verbs being in the present tense of a binyan kal, you will know why there was not a nasoig achor. The next category where nasoig achor does not take effect, look in a chumash. This time we'll take an example from Parshas Vayikra, Perek Dalet, Posuk Chavav. The words v'nislach loy. These are the last words of the pasuk. In fact, in this parsha, we have the words v'nislach loy written 8 times, and there is no nasoig achar in any of the 8 times. The word is v'nislach loy. The word loy could not push back the word v'nislach. It is not v'nislach, it is v'nislach. Question is why? The answer is because a word that has a syllable that ends in a shvonoch cannot have a main accent. V'nislach, had we pushed back to the syllable of nis, nis ends in a shvonoch, and we cannot have a nosoig achor on a syllable that ends in a shvonoch. The final category for this example and rule, if you will look in the Chumash, Parshas Shelach, Perek Yud Gimel, Psukim Yud Beis, and Tezvav. In these Psukim, one Pasuk you have Lamatei Don, and the other Pasuk you have Lamatei God. The words Don and God could not push back the word lamatei. It is not lamatei. The word is lamatei. Lamatei God, lamatei Don. Question is why? The answer is because the tes of lamatei has a dogesh chazok, a dot in the letter tes. We cannot push back a letter with a dogesh chazok. The function of a dogesh chazak is to strengthen the letter by doubling the sound or prolonging the sound. Most of us do not do this because it's difficult. But that is the halacha in Shulchan Aruch. The word should be pronounced like lematei. Lematei. Tes is a difficult letter. To smoothly make the transition and make a continuous double sound. But theoretically, that dogesh in the tes has a doubling effect, lamatei. An easier word to illustrate would be a word like sameach, where the mem has a dogesh chazak, and it's easier to pronounce sameach, because the mem sound is much easier to make a transition of and joining two similar letters, sameach. Although this is a halach of dogesh chazak, my comments are only to explain the concept. As far as implementation, you must ask your rav. After many generations of not hearing or implementing this rule, this halacha, it becomes very difficult today to deal with it. This ends the topic of Nasoig Achor.